vegetables, the different kinds would be turnip greens, collard greens, mustard greens, onions, lettuce, tomatoes, celery, carrots, green beans, butter beans, peas, butter peas, English peas, and...
any other name for green beans?
Snap beans.
Mm-hmm. What about butter beans? Any other name for them? Or anything else like the butter beans?
There's another one called a butter pea.
Mm-hmm.
It's a... seemingly must be a cross between a butter bean and a pea of some way or another. It's not flat like the butter bean, it's more round like the pea, but it has a flavor more or less to the butter bean.
What about the lima?
Lima beans, yeah. That's the same thing as a butter bean.
You call them either?
Butter bean or lima bean.
Mm-hmm. What about the kind of onions that you pull up and eat when they're still young?
Those are green onions.
Okay. Any other name for them?
Oh. No, I don't believe. We just knew them as green onions.
Uh-huh. The kind of tomatoes that don't get any bigger than this.
A plum tomato.
What about a little red thing that grows down in the ground?
A radish.
Okay. And... something similar to lettuce would be?
Would be
this green.
Like a collard, a cabbage.
Okay. And talking about that, the cabbage, you'd say, talking about several of those, you'd say these.
The cabbages.
Okay. What big?
Our cabbage, some people just use the singular for the plural. Mm-hmm. Plural.
If you were talking about some being big, you'd say these.
A really big cabbage or...
Okay. And say if you wanted to buy some lettuce, you'd go to the store and ask for maybe three.
Heads.
Okay. Would you ever use that word heads talking about children? Say someone had 12 children.
12 headed children, yeah.
Uh-huh. Do people say that seriously or... jokingly or what?
Yeah, it's serious.
Uh-huh.
Just like when you're talking about cows or hogs or horses or something.
Mm-hmm.
You got so many head of them.
Mm-hmm. What if someone had about 14 children? You say he really had a
bunch of kids.
Uh-huh. Do you ever hear the term a passel?
A passel of youngins.
Uh-huh. Do people say that around here?
Well, not so much now. I have heard it quite a bit.
Mm-hmm. And along with your meat, you might have a baked...
ham?
Or something that grows in the ground.
Or a baked potato.
Uh-huh. What different kinds of potatoes are there?
There's a ash potato and a sweet potato.
Mm-hmm. Are there different kinds of sweet potatoes?
Oh, yes. You'll have a white sweet potato, you have a pink meated sweet potato,
mm-hmm.
and you have a yellow meated sweet potato. You have a yellow skinned potato. White skinned potato.
Do any of them have special names?
Yes. We at one time used to have a white sweet potato. It was called a bunch yam.
Mm-hmm. What does yam mean?
Potato.
Just any sweet potato?
Yeah, potatoes are known as yams.
Mm-hmm.
And then we had the Puerto Rican potato.
Mm-hmm.
We had the Dooley yam potato. It was just a name that it was given that particular type of potato.
Mm-hmm.
And it go on for several different names, given to different types of sweet potato.
Mm-hmm. And you say if you leave, say, a plum lying around, you say it'll dry up and get smaller, you say it'll
rot.
Or get smaller, you'd say it'll do
shrivel up.
Okay.